some of the statements that have come out, EU's Catherine Ashton, the European Parliament, and also the UK Foreign Office, all issuing statements condemning the military trials. But interestingly, is what further action can they take, Syed al-Shaabi? And I say interestingly because when it comes to the UK, just recently the chairman of multinational arms company BAE has said he is happy to continue to supply arms to Saudi Arabia, although we, as we all know, it has been used to suppress the protests in Bahrain. So how does that reflect upon just statements and not actions?
Well, I think the arms industries are always going to supply arms to these dictatorships, and they would not mind if these arms, and they know that these arms are used actually to kill and maim protesters and human rights activists. There's nothing new in that. They have no moral value to stop them from supplying arms and arming to the teeth those dictatorships. Secondly, as for the Saudis, it is clear that these arms have never been used for outside combat. They were all used to suppress and repress internal dissension, whether in Saudi Arabia, in Yemen, or in Bahrain in the current circumstances. Thirdly, these arms have failed to provide the regimes with safety. And in Bahrain, the situation is as bad for the Al Khalifa as it has always been. And it is still ruling the country with viciousness, with violence, and with arms, not with logic or democracy. And this is why they have put all those people who are calling for their rights on military trial. You are putting civilian people to military trials. This is contradictory to the spirit and the letter of the international conventions and laws. So the regime of Bahrain is in deep trouble, in deep moral, political and psychological trouble, and I don't think removing or suspending the martial law is going to change that, and I don't think the Formula One officials are going to be fooled by this move.
Okay. Let's again go on to another topic here, and I'd like to ask Syed al-Shaabi. Syed al-Shaabi, it's still fresh in my mind about that contact group meeting that was held in Rome. I don't know if you saw that piece of news with the foreign minister standing next to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. And let's put things a little into perspective with the UK response on why Bahrain is different than Libya. The British Foreign Office Minister Alistair Burt has said there's a complete difference. We'll continue to make representations to Bahrain, but in Bahrain there was a political process of dialogue. Now, but the foreign minister of Bahrain, in the meantime, is standing up for what's going on in Libya. But yet, when asked about what's going on in Bahrain, he says, I've informed our allies with the U.S. Secretary of State standing next to him of what is going on in Bahrain. Tell us the contradictions in these statements and, of course, the U.K. response there.
I think what is happening on the international scene and how they justify this double standard is deafening and is a shame. It is a shameful act on all of those who are concerned. There is absolutely no difference between the revolutions in the Arab world. They are all asking for the same thing. These regimes must leave the stage. These regimes are antiquated, are old, and there is no room for them to progress any further. They are incapable of reform from within. This is the message of the Egyptians. This was the message of the Tunisians, and this is the message of the Libyans at the moment, and the message of the Yemenis. None of these people believe that these regimes are capable of conducting a modern statehood on their land. This is why they are moving forward. The Bahrainis are doing the same. Now, for the UK to come and say this and to claim that the situation in Bahrain is different is contradictory to the facts and to the reality. The only difference is that Bahrain is being occupied by the Saudi Arabia. This is a fact. The only difference is that none of those regimes in recent conflicts had killed its own civilians inside jail under torture. Only in Bahrain people were killed openly in the way that had been seen by millions in the globe. It is only in Bahrain that the regime is feeding up and also pushing forward the agenda of sectarianism and urging the people to fight among each other on sectarian basis. Only in Bahrain there is the sectarian cleansing. The British minister and also the Foreign Secretary of State of the of America, they are well aware of these facts. Nothing can hide these facts. And when they talk about the process of dialogue, there was never a dialogue. Only once the Crown Prince uttered the word dialogue, he never repeated it again. While Ali Abdullah Saleh has been calling for dialogue for several weeks, but because the people know he is not serious, they don't take it seriously. Also, Gaddafi is calling for dialogue many times, but because he is not serious, people are not taking it seriously. Only the British and the Americans want to promote the idea that the Crown Prince of Bahrain has called for dialogue. Where is the dialogue? In fact, even when the Al Wifaq, they said they gave a paper outlining their view of the dialogue process. The second day, the Saudis were crossing the borders into Bahrain right. And occupying our land.
Well, let me find out from Mohsen Saleh.
Said Al Shaabi,
let me find out from Mohsen Saleh. Let me find out from Mohsen Saleh. Since you mentioned the Crown Prince, Mohsen Saleh, another casualty of Bahrain's crackdown has been the sidelining of its crown prince, this Prince Sheikh Salman bin Hamad Al Khalifa. And he was the one, according to many, who was putting efforts in order to not only liberalize the economy, but also to put this process of dialogue into place. So what does that show in terms of the intentions of Bahrain, in terms of the king, if even the crown prince is being sidelined?
Well, first of all, the King of Bahrain is a puppet. He is not the real ruler of Bahrain. And it seems that there are many clans and parties inside this royal family. And it seems that the closer you come to the United States, the more effective you are in Bahrain, and the more you have relations with Saudis and have this influence of the Saudis, then you have the power inside Bahrain. And the more you come to kill people and commit atrocities, as Salman and others are doing, the more you be liked and loved from the Americans and the Europeans. And we here talking about some kind, not only about the issue of reformation and of the country. We are talking about politics here. The United States want Bahrain to be the base for its 5th Fleet, first. Second, the Bahrain to belong to the area where the Gulf under the Americans, not under its the control of its people, and try to draw the destiny of the region according to the interests of the Arabs and the Muslims, and have good relations with Iran and with Turkey and with Syria and with Lebanon and with the issue of Palestine. That's I guess why the Americans are blind about what's going on in Bahrain. And that's why they say something, and we have to read something for Hillary Clinton when try to accuse some of parties outside Bahrain accusing this, and this won't go to anywhere. This won't lead the Bahraini royal family and the Saudis to have kind of stability in the region. They right. are really accelerating the situation, and they are really putting themselves in danger and in dilemma. They are playing in the issue of demography and sectarianism, and this won't be in the hell in their interest and in the interest of the Bahrainis, whether in the Saudi Arabia or in Bahrain. That's why I think they should be more more rational, and they should come to terms with the opposition parties in order to bring a new situation for Bahrain. They are not doing so by bringing these people, more than 21, to the military trial and killing people in the prison and attacking women and schools and universities and hospitals and doing all bad things. And I don't think there's no ignorance in the world, but it's been collected in this royal family.
Okay, thank you very much, Mohsen Saleh. On that note, we're going to leave it. Professor at Lebanese University in Beirut with the statements. We had Syed Al-Shahabi also. Thank you, from the Bahraini Freedom Movement in London.